We now welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a hard-fought, tight game for you guys. On Saturday night against New Hampshire, you come up a little short, 28-23. As you've gone back and looked at the game, just give me your impressions on it.
Yeah, we got out to a little bit of a slow start in the first half and was chasing the score mostly in the second half. But, you know, you got to give New Hampshire credit. I think they came out ready to play. I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage for most of the game against us, which is not a recipe for winning. And, you know, they found a coaching mistake, honestly, in the second half that they were able to exploit running the football and you know, something we've got to fix and correct. But at the end of the day, it's another tight CAA football game. I think our kids battled their tails off and had a chance at the end to win the game. If we could have got a stop, we just, again, to their credit, we couldn't get the stop to get the ball back.
You mentioned the slow start, and then of course, you had the muff punt there in the third quarter that got you down 21-3. But after that, kind of what changed, and did you feel like you were starting to take control of the game at that point?
Well, we had a lot of opportunities in the first half that we didn't take off. We had a great opening kickoff, had the ball at midfield, couldn't do much. We gave up a drive. We were in good field goal position, got a personal foul. We shot ourselves in the foot a lot. We were moving the ball. We were comfortable with what we were doing. Obviously, when you're giving points away in these one score games, it's generally the difference in a football game. And that's handed them the ball at the 9-yard line, you know, was very disappointing for us, obviously, and we couldn't hold up and get a field goal out of it. But you know, it's they're nip and tuck. You can't give touchdowns up. But you know, we also gave up some. We were spread out on a few things that you know, we had opportunities for points. We hit an upright. We got a personal foul. We had some issues like that. Changes the complexion of the game a lot. But again, you know, they played a really good road game. They came in and they did a good job preventing big plays in the first half and getting the lead, and then we're able to hold on at the end.
I thought Reese Poppenberger was outstanding, 264 yards in the air and a couple of touchdowns, ran for another 40, seemed very comfortable in your offense. Just give me your thoughts on his night.
Yeah, Reese is, you know, people don't realize he's a young guy. He's his second college start. He played very well. Couple missed opportunities, but you know, he does a lot with his brain and his arm and his feet. He's a good combination of talent. I thought he played really well. I thought, you know, we were able to get Todd Sibley on track. He had 100 yards, averaged 8 yards a carry, broke a lot of tackles, was physical, kind of back we like. And I thought our receiving corps played really well. Thomas Greeny had a big night, and our receiving corps has a lot of explosiveness. We're a little bit young in some spots, and they're starting to grow up. And I, you know, we've got another tough match this week that we've got to get out there and have a great day offensively. I think the time of possession was one of the biggest problems in the game, is we couldn't get off the field. And I think if we could have done that, our offense would have performed even better.
You touched on Thomas Greeny. He had a good opening game, but Saturday, 7 catches, 105 yards and a couple of touchdowns. When you watch him with routes, he's almost like having another wide receiver. What makes him such a tough cover for defenses?
Yeah, he's a good combination. You know, generally a receiving tight end is a guy that is a former wideout, and they're not great blockers, but he's kind of the whole package. He's blocking better. He's a big body as well. I mean, he's, you know, 250 pounds, which is a tough matchup for people. And he's got a great catch radius. So I think, you know, we're going to continue to use Thomas in any time they want a single matchup. He's a guy that it's a really good option for us. And I think the strength of our receiving corps right now is we have depth, but they're all tough individual matchups. And, you know, we showed that at times Saturday night, but unfortunately we just had a little slow start to the game where we weren't able to get going. But, you know, there's some great potential, some explosiveness on our offense for sure.
Switch to the defensive side, and obviously it was a big night for Dylan Labbe. I think everybody is aware, as you were, he's a multi-dimensional back, but what made him so hard to stop on Saturday?
He's fast and he's a good back. They did a nice job putting us in tough situations that we didn't handle very well. And I think he's the kind of back that can exploit those things. I think he had 75 yards of his rushing attack was in the 4 minute section at the end of the game. And that's where you got to do a better job. And we didn't, you know, we just didn't do a good job from our standpoint, and they took advantage of it. But he's a good back. He's fast. He's athletic. He's experienced. And he hits holes, and he does a good job.
Your leading tackler was a newcomer transfer from Lackawanna, Bill Hackett, a team high 10 tackles. Let me talk about what he brings to your team and how you felt like he played.
Yeah, well, we were sure not like having our corner being one of our top tacklers, but Billy's a tough, tenacious football player, and you know he could start a couple different places for us, and we really are excited about him again. Second college game, he's just a really aggressive guy. He's tough, and he shows up physically. He's more than any corner, most corners I've ever been around. He's not afraid to mix it up. He's really probably a safety by trade at times, but he's also a really good cover guy. So was happy with him and his output on Saturday night.
We didn't really have a chance last week to talk about him, but for the second week in a row, your new punter, Tyler Pastula, who was at Delaware a year ago, he's averaging over 44 yards for the season. How much having a weapon back there like him, how much has he helped you to this point, and how much can he help you down the road?
Yeah, he's been really good. Love him. Great kid. You know, we're just very fortunate to have him here. I mean, he's done a great job holding for us, and he's just a veteran punter. You know, he understands. I think there was a section that he was worried about a little bit of a matchup leakage. He saw it. He was able to get rid of the ball in a timely fashion, and he just kind of gets those concepts. Got a great leg. I don't think we've even scratched the surface of where he can go. He's very talented, and he gives us some stability. I think that was, you know, we've really solidified our kicking game. That's why the drop punt was such a critical error, you know, because we've been kicking the ball better. Coverages have been better. John Opelka has done a nice job. You know, he's 2 for 3 on field goals. So we just got to keep tightening it up and eliminating this once a game critical error we've seemed to be making.
This week, you guys play a Fordham team that certainly put up some eye-opening numbers on Saturday against Monmouth, over 700 yards and 52 points. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that tape, but obviously starts with their quarterback, but what concerns you most about facing Fordham?
Well, you know, when you walk off the field after a tough loss and you pull up the stats, you're the next opponent, and they've had 700 yards against a really good football team, it doesn't make your night very restful. But yeah, the quarterback is he's really good. And I think, you know, he's the thing amazing about him is his decisions are impeccable. You know, he goes to the right place. He makes all the throws he needs to make in his offense. They do a great job of stressing your defense with how they play, and they run the ball very effectively. I mean, it's a really rough combination to match up against. So we've got our hands full. Our defense, we've not tackled well, and we're working really hard. I think tackling is the hardest thing the rules have really affected in college football right now. Is it's really hard to get a whole lot of live tackling anymore because of the way the rules are, and it's showing. We're working really hard at it, and we just got to get better, because they put you in a lot of one-on-one situations that you got to make tackles in, and we need to do a great job getting these guys on the ground.
Is it also a game where it may be contingent on your offense to put some points up and control the ball a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not a massive time of possession guy, with the exception of I'd like to be near a split. You know, I think Saturday night they did a great job possessing the football. We couldn't get off the field, and it really wears your defense down, and you're going to give up. You know, we were fine against the run from basically three quarters, but when they're pounding away and you're on the field that long, it really breaks you down. And that's going to be a really big part of this, is can we keep them off the field as much as we can? And that's going to be part of the game plan. Obviously, I'm sure most teams try to do that to them. I think the teams that have had success against Fordham are able to generate some time of possession and try to keep them off the field. But they're a quick strike team. they got they're fearless on offense, and we're going to have to really match up and play our tails off on defense to get off the field and give our offense the ball.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck against Fordham, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.